Elise Kramer is an anthropologist at University of Chicago, and she wrote a paper on internet rape jokes where she says something really interesting. She says that unlike a painting, novel, or even a rousing Twitter thread, which you're expected to savor like a good meal, only when it comes to jokes is the idea of meaning so vehemently denied, making depth inconsequential to their appreciation. Jokes, or memes I'll add, are not expected to be meaningful or deep. Sometimes jokes are brutally honest and therefore funny, but whenever we think of meaningful and deep stuff, we think of something philosophical and serious, not jokes and memes. Or maybe the best jokes or memes make us think hard, change our perspective without letting us realize that they did. Let's think through this and make sense of memes in today's episode. I'm Snigdha, and you're listening to Advertising Not a Funny Business. Hello and welcome to another fun episode of Advertising Not a Funny Business. I'm Snigdha, and today we'll be talking about memes, the smallest unit of viral content as we know. Everybody on the internet wants to go viral. Going viral seems to be the only organic way to reach thousands and millions of people at once. It helps brands and content creators create awareness, trigger conversations, become top of mind, and become famous. But is the only intent or outcome of going viral just the reach? The awareness? Or is there more to virality? Quick fun fact, the word meme was coined in 1976 by the famous evolutionary biologist Richard Dawkins in his book The Selfish Gene. When I started reading up on the meme theory, I was quite surprised to see how much research has already been done to understand the role memes play in culture and human evolution. But the more I read about it, the more I realized that internet memes is totally different from the evolutionary memes that Dawkins originally proposed. Goes on to show how internet is pro at hijacking someone else's party and then ruining it. Like the neighbor uncle who wants the big car that Mr. Sharma has, even if it doesn't fit in his own garage. Doesn't fit. Get the pun? To cut the long story short, if internet memes were to truly become an evolutionary concept, like create a cultural evolution or social change, these internet memes would have to result in some kind of transformation. A change of heart, a change in perspective, change in opinion. When we think of memes, we think of fun and entertainment. So what kind of change could they trigger? But the content that goes viral does influence our collective unconscious in some way. So maybe there's more to it. Let's find out. I will decode a few pieces that went viral recently to get to the heart of this. Who remembers the parody of Rasode Mein Kaun Tha? It all started with a mashup of the dialogues from the TV soap in rap-like beats by Yashraj Mukhatir. Everybody wanted to find out who really was in the kitchen. It was an intriguing question, just like the long-running Katappa ne Bahubali ko kyun mara? A question can easily become a meme for the various answers one could generate, but there is something more at play here. This meme not only revealed the absurdity of daily soaps, but subconsciously it was also a joke on the kind of people who watch these shows or make these shows. Similar to this, back in 2016, internet went berserk when the lead actress of a popular TV soap turned into a fly. With the boom of OTT and YouTube content, there is a huge divide between the different kinds of content and the kind of people who watch such content. There is the uninhibited, uncensored content on OTT, the irreverent content on YouTube, and then you have content like this on television that so many people are still watching. This viral video transcended from one universe to another, from television to YouTube, reinforcing the great divide. When you propagated this meme, it made you look cooler by distancing yourself from the TV content that you don't identify with. In that way, Rasode Mein Kaun Tha was quite a culturally relevant moment as it captured the progression and regression in the evolving content landscape that we have today. So it was a meme worth sharing because it allowed you to assert your identity in the context of your content consumption habits. It was a quote-unquote sign of your evolved taste. On an aside, I think the word rasoda also made it quite popular. I had never heard of that word before, had you? It sounds like a cuss word. And I had a lot of fun saying it over and over again. Rasoda. It is catchy. Next up is Eshna Kuti's Sari Flow video. I spoke about this on my Instagram as well. She wore sneakers and a sari while dancing with hula hoops on a very popular Hindi song. The unexpected contrast of it all made it fun to watch. You could tell that what she was doing was not easy at all, but she was having a lot of fun while doing it. If you visited her Instagram profile, you could see that she had been hula hooping for a while. I scrolled all the way down to her first Insta post, and her first hula hoop dancing video was 5 years ago. She had made so many videos before, but why did none of them go viral before this? To find some insight, I went through all the comments under her viral video. Some comments that kept getting repeated were about her energy, her vibe, how she was a joy to watch, how people watched it on repeat, how it made them happy and gave them hope, and how she made dancing in a sari look so smooth and free and fun and cool. I think, and you may feel that I'm reading too much into this, but I think that's how subconscious mind works. So I think Eshna's video was a brilliant metaphor of the life we are living right now, locked in our homes. Hear me out. Subconsciously speaking, her sari is like the metaphor of all the constraints we are facing. The hula hoop is like the boundaries we are not allowed to cross. And yet there is an effervescent energy that is flowing through it all, breaking all restraints. It was that feeling of freedom that we all were craving for, telling us that life may seem hard and full of constraints right now, but you can still flow through it while having fun. There's another subtle but obvious sign of cultural evolution here. The sari, sports bra and sneaker combination with a song that reeks of a totally different Indianness. It was a sign of the modern Indian woman and an evolution of the label of Indianness. It was about breaking free from the box that people try to limit you in. Wear a sari with a petticoat and a blouse. Wear a sports bra only under your clothes. Wear sneakers only when you're running. Her attire and her nonchalant attitude broke through all those ideas in a breeze. Next, I want to talk about the omnipresent Mr. Binod. Remember that name? Remember that meme? It all began from the comment box of Slay Point's YouTube channel. They made a video on all the different kind of comments they received, and one of them was from this guy named Binod, who just mentioned his name under every video. People who watched that video got inspired and started writing Binod as comment everywhere. It was the people in the super chat of streaming games that started commenting Binod, single word with no explanation. And then it was Binod, Binod, Binod everywhere. Just like the everything is cake meme that was doing the rounds, this meme was everyone is Binod. Soon there were hundreds of memes with Binod. Fans also jumped into the bandwagon. Paytm changed its name to Binod for a day. And the fun went on for a few days. So what really happened here? I don't know about other countries, but in India, comment boxes are full of action. Whether it is hate comments or comments of solidarity, there is always a separate party going on in the comment boxes. Interestingly, the comments are not just addressed to the creator of the content, but mostly to all others who have also landed at the same video. Arguments, jokes, upvotes, long threads of conversation. Sometimes comment sections are a lot more entertaining than the content itself. But comment section has not received its due so far. Nobody has utilized it the right way. Slay Point's video was also ridiculing the comment box. But I think there's a huge potential in using the comment box to build something collectively. The Purple Heart campaign done by Cadbury's did use the comment section well, and that's the only example I can think of right now. it was a campaign against cyberbullying, where they asked people to share purple hearts whenever someone was bullying another person online in the comment box. So the Binod outbreak, I felt, was like the comment section coming together and pushing back with all their might. The Binod meme was a communal, collective retaliation by the comment section. In the realm of social media, the Binod meme helped evolve the social status of the comment section. You cannot get away with making fun of the comment section or treating it like a garbage box. With Binod meme, the comment section or the super chat claimed their rightful power, the power of the audience over the content creators. A visual is suddenly coming to my mind of hundreds of birds trapped inside a hunter's net and then flying away with the net. Have you heard that story? These three examples, Rasoda, Sari Flow, and Binod, show us how a piece of content enters our collective unconscious mind. The new ideas slowly move the cultural conversation, not deliberately or blatantly, but quietly by shaping the minds of thousands of people together. Just like Richard Dawkins said in his Selfish Gene Theory, we could say that it is not we who are sharing the memes, but it is actually the memes who have figured out how to program humans for maximum idea propagation. These new ideas have a life of their own. Their time has come and they find a way to spread through millions of people. When it comes to brands and memes, most brands tend to ride on a trending meme, creating their own version of it to stay top of mind and be relevant for their audience. It works only when the brand voice and brand tonality matches with the meme. Otherwise, it does not feel authentic. When I think of brands that went viral recently, I can only think of two brands, Creds and Tanishq. I spoke at length about the Tanishq controversy on my Instagram account, so I'll talk about Creds now. Creds campaign was a breath of fresh air in the class of celebrity endorsements. Celebrities are generally used either as superstars that they are or as characters that they can portray. But the Creds campaign broke that mold. This was the first time celebrities were used as a prop that could be easily replaced. I'm not sure if they could have pulled this off with a Shah Rukh Khan or a Deepika Padukone. But making fun of authority figures and treating your consumers as intelligent people is something that advertising in India has not dared to do before. Next up, I wonder if the brand can dare to make fun of itself. A brand that does not take itself too seriously. That's again a rainbow-colored unicorn that you've not seen in India before. It was a meme of celebrity endorsements as it changed the way celebrity endorsements have always been done. It became a classic example of meta-advertising, taking head-on the marketing tropes that we are all so familiar with. It reminds me of the Netflix ad done during Diwali long time ago featuring Anurag Kashyap, or the ad done by Ryan Reynolds for Aviation Gin and for Laughing Man Coffee with Hugh Jackman. I will link up these ads on my YouTube playlist, so do check them out. All these ads most definitely are evolving the way advertising has always acted. Now that we've discussed how memes or viral content can have deep undercurrents and could lead to moments of transformation, let me also give you a counterpoint. The last argument of this discussion, I promise. The reality is that these viral moments are extremely short-lived. Internet memes exist under the pressure of attention economy. For cultural evolution to take place, we need many, many, many memes to keep pushing the envelope in a particular direction for any significant change to take place. The Me Too movement lost steam after a few months, though I would like to believe that it did make some impact. So it does not mean that viral content don't have the power, but we need to keep at it. I like what someone at The Atlantic said, that the memes that we forget say as much about us as the memes that hold our attention, for however long that is. So keep forwarding those memes to contribute in the cultural evolution. Thank you for listening to this episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Please do tell your friends about it, share it with them, discuss it with them, and let me know what you think about it. You can find me on Instagram at advertisingnotafunnybusiness. You can email me at advertisingnotafunnybusiness@gmail.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, where you can find me as Snigdha Bose. Alright, so I have only one question for you today. Tell me about a meme or a viral content that you've shared the most, and what motivated you to spread the word? The last viral content I shared was Eshna's Sari Flow, and I'm not a sharer at all. Also, at that point, I didn't know that video would become viral. So tell me yours. I'm really looking forward to all your answers. Come find me soon. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening. See you in the next episode. Ta-da!